So the 27, 28, so this is the funding side of it.
Okay, there we go.
So the only thing there that really is debatable for you is the healthcare reserve reallocation.
Well, I think at this point we would be okay with keeping it in until we see the final numbers at the end. I guess that's when we'll have the more in-depth discussion on it.
Okay, the next year, non-capital, Director of Recreation.
Yep, so we have Woodland Multi-Use Trail Association. So this is our kind of yearly contribution. It's in at 20, because that's what we've always done. Then the Welcome Park gazebo roofs, we have 3 gazebos there. The roofs are starting to, you know.
Sorry.
Oh.
The Multi-Use Trail Association, so it was 25 for this year?
Yeah, I just kept it at 20 because that's been what we've always done. And I don't know if 25 was to be approved or not. For now.
I do, they're going to ask for 20 if they get 25 this year is the only thing.
Was that item flagged earlier, Adam? I can't remember.
No.
Oh.
Well, I would suggest it probably is, just because it probably needs to be discussed this around whether you want to, what they're asking for to be funded.
So the other 5 they had asked for, so okay. So yeah, let's have that discussion.
Yeah, sorry, I probably should have said that earlier.
Yes, so 25,000 was what the ask was and what was in the.
I put 20 in moving forward just because that's always been a number comfortable with council, whereas 25 is kind of a special ask, and it is a bit contingent on what Municipality of Barrington does, I would think.
Right.
Because they're doing the same request to them.
Thank you.
So yeah, so then the other one was the Welcome Park gazebo roofs. They're probably going to be due for repairs. And that's an amount of, I think, 10 right now. Then the next one is a feasibility study recreation facility. So that's actually in the strategic plan. So 26, 27 was when we're going to do our facilities assessment, which we will do as a rec department. But then to do a feasibility study for an actual recreation facility would require probably a consultant or contractor of some sort. So that's in that's what amount is in there. 50,000. It could be more or less, I'm not sure, but it's in there for that year to follow that assessment. So we're kind of building on that work that's already done. And then the interpretive site roofs. So we have 7 interpretive sites, 1 in each district. And it'll probably around that time that some repairs for those roofs will be required for those picnic shelters, which is probably generally shingling, but there are 7 of them. So that's what that makes up for that.
Okay. Do you want any of those 4 items flagged?
It's all pretty straightforward, I think.
Okay.
Everyone's good.
All right, moving on. Brian, this is the next year for Friday's campaign. Then we move into the housing needs assessment report. This is, I believe, a requirement for the HAF funding program. Moving on to municipal engineering service, that was covered in the previous year. And then we're moving on to human resources there, Deputy CIO.
So yeah, those 4 items, the municipal engineering service, the economic development officer and training, crisis navigator, and communications officer position, they'll all continue through based on the decision that you make for next year's amounts for those. Just in relation to the economic development officer one, that's the last year of her contract. So in future years, it'll be in green because you'll have to make the decision on if you want to continue with that position or not.
The other positions we flagged, right, Aaron? So we'll have that initial discussion.
Okay, moving on to Director of Operations.
And the community well, if that was to be associated with that well, so hang along for depending on whether there's change of need, that number varies. If And then we come to our first bet through the sewer bank replacement schedule of fighting by our person for work of national recognitions here to start replacing the. Based on our funds failure. So, that's one of two items. Then there's a sophisticated solid analyzer. This is a tool that measures essentially the solids. That's needed for the sludge when we are treatment. Again, that's something that's somewhat flexible, that on a half tab, it's what we should have, but it's on a half tab, that's why it's breaking. And then the planting commission with the polish and wetland, they're all they establish everything. Again, and here's where we start in this contract potentially. So, base contract here as well. And that's a limitation that this new base contract.
I'm just going to jump in if you don't mind, Warden. That item there, the 682,000, which gets adjusted by inflation in future years, that's every year. It has a dramatic impact on our reserve, just that single item going forward. Just going back to the other items here that the Director of Operations has identified here, I think in the previous conversation, we agreed to move the public works building design up to this fiscal. Are you okay with that?
I think we said we were going to have a conversation on public works building, right? Did we agree to an amount, or did we just say we were going to have, a conversation on it? Yeah.
Okay. The other items, do you want to flag any of the other items?
Just going to have to where I see everything here again. The community well, the $30,000, I mean, we're still in discussions with the town of Shelburne as to how that may or may not be able to move forward. And we don't really know the costs at this point, but I think having that amount in there makes sense. We're going to leave in what we talked about earlier about the three different options, I guess it was for water capability. And so the new waste contract, so this is outside of the operating budget itself?
This is outside of the operating budget, but if we sign a contract with GE and the price is double, so we've got about 600,000 in our operating cost right now, this would be added to that for 1.2 million or 1.3 million, something like that.
So we're planning to be in
what we're doing
with other units and what have you with respect to.
Yeah, and what the Director of Operations is doing right now is she's asked for a quote from GE for a one-year extension so that we match in with Barrington's end of their contract. And in the meantime, we'll discuss with the other five units if we want to put out an RFP for a joint service, which hopefully might get better.
Exactly.
Better cost than what we have in the model right now. Right. Fingers crossed.
Thank you. Councilor Shand and then Deputy
Warden. I know we flagged the community well piece, but I'm just curious, the original price to like create the community well, I believe it was 50,000. And then we're saying that every year to maintain it would be 30,000.
Yeah. So essentially our contribution to the community well in the original year was 50,000. And then we're saying to maintain it for our staff to go and do the monthly water sampling, the testing that's required to go and potentially replace UV lights, that would be approximately 30,000. And moving forward, we'll actually have to replace the filtrate. So I'll just give a little bit of background quickly. The community well project is going to be completed with funding for another group. So it doesn't actually only cost 50,000. It's being completed with funding and turned over to us once it's complete is the plan at the moment.
And there's a motion of council for that. So at this point, we really don't know what the costs are going to be because we, as we said, we've had conversations with the town of Shelburne, with Steed, who is actually the applicant, and it's kind of up in the air as to what's going to take place. It's really going to come back to further discussions with the town of Shelburne and with province.
It seems to me that it may have fallen through the cracks with the town. The mayor of the town is also the chairperson for Seed. In our last community well meeting, he was going to take it to the town council. And I don't think it's made it onto that agenda yet. So we're just in wait and see mode.
You're back to see if there is a continued way forward. Deputy Warden.
And back in some of the original meetings with for the community well, there was monies that was coming from Elliott Page for operation.
Yeah, in perpetuity, $5,000 a year.
Yeah, to go towards those operation costs. So
yeah.
I don't know if that's fallen through the cracks as well, if we did consider that in these numbers, but that was on the table for quite a few times.
I believe it's still on the table. Last we talked about it in one of our meetings, but the other outstanding item is that our current operator that has a water ticket, he's potentially going to be retiring in the not too distant future, which means that when he retires, we would have no one to actually operate the filtration system, all the rest of it.
Yeah.
We had made the request to the town that
yes,
we would maintain the building and the outside of it and snow removal, that type of thing, if they would use their water operator to operate the actual mechanisms inside. Yeah. So that's what we're waiting to hear back from.
Any other questions or comments on any of these items?
Just a comment, like some of the ones we've tagged in the first year, they would be tagged until we finished, like the comment I made earlier. So we're still going through them for each year, 28, 29, but we're going to have the initial discussion coming up. So.
Yeah.
I'm not trying to rush it. I was just saying.
No.
I don't think they wanted to hear that anyway. All right, so we're going to move on to the capital item for that year for 27-28. This is Director of Operations for the next two items.
So we're looking at replacing our waste diversion vehicle. In the fiscal year 2027-2028, that vehicle, I think, is currently 15 years old. So although it currently is working, by the time we get to 2027-2028, we perhaps ought to be looking at a replacement. And then RV Anderson has recommended that we abandon the sewer on Mayflower Road. This item is green for a variety of reasons. One, because it is a recommendation of the experts to be abandoned. We pushed this down the line at budget discussions last year. And there is a possibility that the Brownfield redevelopment project could have an impact on this. And that's why you're not seeing it until 27-28, because we will know the outcome of the Brownfield redevelopment project before we undertake this. So I think it's important to be aware of it and leave it in the budget for now, because it's something that the experts are recommending be done. However, if we're able to redirect that, instead of abandoning that pipe at a cost of $182,000, we may be able to reuse it in existing infrastructure and therefore not spend that money. But we won't know the answer to that until we have the answer to part one.
It's good to have some flexibility here.
Okay, we're just going to move on to the deputy CEO, the streetlight conversion project.
Sure. So this is the actual project that we talked about earlier. So it is estimated at about $1 million, but we really won't know what that exact price is until the consultant or the consultant provides us with the documentation from the year prior. But essentially, the project is moving toward ownership of our own new, more energy efficient streetlights. So right now we rent a lot of streetlights from Nova Scotia Power. It costs us about, I think it's like $180,000 a year in the budget, something like that. I have to look it up again.
It's like 160.
Yeah, yeah, something like that. So I think in the initial conversations that we had with the company who did a really preliminary look at it last year, you know, suggested that long term, like, you know, 5 to 10 years, you could recoup your costs on that by savings on your power bill, essentially, and owning it yourself. But along with those savings comes, you know, your own maintenance and those types of things as well. So that consultant report will really determine if you want to move forward with such a large investment. Yeah. And will also determine what funding may be available and what qualifies, so potentially gas tax funding.
Yeah, and there are a number of municipalities who have gone this route mm-hmm. a number yes. of years ago and have been very pleased with it. I haven't spoken to any municipality who have regretted it, but mm-hmm. I haven't obviously spoken to all of them. But it's I'm glad that we're at least exploring it, because I think we, you know, that's mm-hmm. something we should be doing on behalf of our residents.
Sure.
Okay, any questions, comments? We're getting down the road a bit now, so.
Okay, just moving on to the next year, 2028-29, the funding. So right now we've got receiving fire rate for the fire truck, receiving gas tax money, and the healthcare reserve. So we've covered those three previously. Moving on to the non-capital. So we have a must-have here from the Director of Finance, which is the actuarial report. And then moving on, I believe Multi-Use Trail Association, that's been flagged previously. So is the Crisis Navigator, so is the Communications Officer, and so is the Economic Development Officer. We have elections that year.
A different one, Economic.
Economic Development Officer position.
Right. So that one is when it becomes not covered by the HAP 2 funding. So this one is for 65 because we would no longer have that training component from Brighter Planning overseeing that position. It would be expected that if you approve that position that year and going forward, that the incumbent would be qualified enough to do that on their own. The next one is elections, and that's the first time you're seeing this in the 15-year budget, but it does happen every 4 years, as you know. So that is mandated by the province, and we can't change that.
Okay, so we had the engineering services previously. I'm just going to step in here for Marcia. So we have the intermittent STP solids removal from the sewer plant, so that's a must have. We have the interior painting for common areas for here. That's also a must have because that's dictated by our lease agreements with the feds. And I'm just gonna hand off to the director right now, or I'll keep going. Community well operating costs, we just talked about that. SCADA annual fee, we talked about that. New waste contract anticipated, so that we've talked about that as well. So those are all covered previously. The fire services, you're down to 100,000 on this year. Do you want to just explain that?
Yeah, absolutely. It's like Councillor Cole had mentioned, we're going to see a drop in required funds because we're going to be maintaining our equipment, and you're going to see things become less expensive. I'm not going to say cheaper, but it's going to be less costly. The next line there we can speak to as well. You'll see that the Shelburne Volunteer Fire Department truck replacement 2 line has been added as green. It's right below. Yeah, it's kind of lumped in together. I just wanted to make sure that everybody saw that that was a different line. Am I in the wrong one? I'm in 2930. Gracious. Nope, we're good. That's next year. Okay.
Just a comment that at this point, the rec department vehicle, 20, what are we going to be, 10, 13 years old at that point in time, it's eligible for replacement. Then the two that, you know, the two bigger ticket items is repaving Commission Street. And if you'll recall, we had repairing Commission Street sewer in the year previous. So then we'd be looking at repaving. And to be clear, this is only our portion of that. That is a J-class road. So what's in the budget is only our portion of the cost. The 50% would come from the J-class road program. And then also, as per the RV Anderson report, it would be replacing the final section of Commission Street.
Okay, thank you. We're going to move on to 2930, the funding, the area rate for the fire truck, receiving the gas tax and the healthcare reserve. We all talked about that previously. Moving on to the non-capital Maltese Trail Association, we talked about that. We're now into our next bridge inspections. Anything to talk about there, Adam?
Nope. It's just their annual every 5 years if they're needed at that time.
Okay, we've got our trail maintenance. I believe that was flagged earlier because you did want to have a discussion about trails. Is that correct?
Trail maintenance?
Not on the maintenance piece, though. No. That this is just kind of like that every 3-4 years we do a regular required kind of maintenance.
Okay.
That was around
the Trails Association. This is maintenance on a trail.
So moving on, so we've covered crisis navigator, we've covered the communications officer, we've covered the economic development officer, and then we're into the union and non-union agreement negotiations at that point in time.
Before we go on there, CAO, so with the communications officer position, the amount that's there, we don't still have the operating budget, the amount for just communications for the company?
So it's in both right now.
Okay, it is
the 40,000 is what we had flagged in the green section of operations that the deputy warden said she wanted to revisit. Yeah. So if we kind of have to choose one or the other. Yeah. If we take one out, it would go towards or whatever, however much of one came out and went toward another, then we would make sure it was balanced for the next time around. Yeah.
Thank you.
On the communications position, the one item I did want to sort of point there, because it is a blended position, so communications and EDIA, that I do have a concern that if we decide we don't want a communications person, the EDIA is left high and dry because we don't have any funding coming from the other units to support a full-time position that we all share. And we also have a lot of skepticism that one person could actually do the work for all 5 units, that our 2 reports could end up sitting on a shelf or being worked off of the side of Adam's desk again, which is not ideal. So I just want to pass that concern along.
I did just want to clarify too that it would the work on the plans would be solely for the municipality. It wouldn't be for the two towns as well. They would also have staff resources that would attend and work on behalf of their own towns and wouldn't be contributing to that position in terms of funding.
Right. Okay. Thank you.
Okay. So we're good to move on. So we're into the next phase of union and non-union agreement negotiations. We've talked about the municipal engineering services, the SCADA annual fee. We're now into a new item here for the director of operations, public works building.
The public works building requires some repairs. So we're getting there now, but we think that probably we can make it a couple more years. So that's why it's in 2029-30. Roofing, doors, locks, just some basic maintenance. Yeah.
And okay.
It'd be wonderful if we could get some funds through Efficiency Nova Scotia or something.
None of those items are considered for efficiency, maybe the doors. And when I say doors, when I say doors, just so you know, that's not for garage doors. Those are for like man doors. If we want garage doors, they're $20,000 each or more.
Yeah.
So they're not included in that number.
Okay.
Okay, just moving on, community well operating cost, we've covered that. I'll just jump in here for Marcia. So we do have the sewer pipe replacement for Rosary Hospital at that point as well. And then we're into the new waste contract. So you can see that number is rising each year due to CPI. And then we've got a couple of items here from our Administrative Protective Services. Right, so we have a repeat on that one there, the fire services training, but then we've got the truck replacement here for half the cost for the town second truck. And I think, Jen, you want to talk to that, don't you?
Yeah, so there was some discussion the last time we met with the town regarding pushing that out. And we also have to renegotiate a contract. So we're going to be looking at our structure, and that's why it's green, right? So we're going to leave that projection as green after all these things are analyzed properly. And also, just to keep this in mind, and this is the year that the governance is supposed to be ready to go. So we're going to be shifting. We should be in good shape at this point to shift from life safety equipment maintenance and to get us all in a good spot to supporting the training within the communities. So we'd still be looking at spending at a lesser cost, but we'd still have to put money now into the training, which averages about $2,500 per firefighter.
So one of the comments I want to make here with regard to the town truck replacement number two is that as part of Jen's job, she's going to be looking at the entire fleet that we have in the municipality, including the two towns, and then trying to come up with a new fleet replacement program that makes sense, where they're not looking at stations individually, but they're looking at the stations in support of each other and where the ideal vehicles need to be placed. So that strategy needs to include the two towns. So that's something we want to talk to the two towns about. And that is that we look at a combined vehicle strategy, not just individual strategies, because we don't want all the new vehicles being in the town and then the outer departments still having old vehicles. So that's something that is going to be on Jen's to-do list going forward. One of the interesting things that, and help me out here, Jeff, if I've got it wrong, but under the new governance model, it looks quite possible that if we have global area rates, that any new vehicles that we purchase would actually be owned by the municipality, but operated by a department where we believe it's needed. So that's one of the models that Jen's going to be investigating.
That's right. And this is all in consultation with our chiefs and in consultation with the other departments, with the towns, and with the suggested models that we're going to be receiving from the province. This is not set in stone, of course. These are all options that need consultation and discussion, and then we're going to work from that.
Thank you. So we know that for Sandy Point and the other areas that are being served with this new purchase of the truck, that's a 4-cent area rate increase. So as we project out, say, to 2029, is there any whisperings internally in terms of what a global area rate would be? No way. Don't even want to talk about it.
Not even close.
Okay, fair enough. Yeah. That's a question.
Jen's going to need probably a year to come up with a definitive plan.
Yeah.
And it's going to take her time to figure all that out.
For sure.
And it's not, and also, it's not going to be just Jen. There's going to be a lot of provincial factors that are going to influence our decision as the municipal unit to make really educated choices with our volunteer departments to make sure that everyone's getting the best service possible. Yeah.
Right. So moving on, we've got a capital item here for Director of Operations.
Yeah. So essentially the heating system in our public works building, despite the problems we've been having with it and the age of it, we did have it serviced, and assuming we can get the water supply to it, we think we can hold out until 2029, 2030 before replacing the unit. At the advice of our auditors, we were told that
doing repairs, like I talked about above in the non-capital roof and whatnot, those are non-capital, even though they're being done on a building, which is capital. But a heating system replacement, if we're replacing it with something new that wasn't currently there, is a capital item. So that's why you see that separated out. And the intention would be that we would try to put in some type of heating system that would be efficient and sustainable and perhaps eligible for funding. But that wouldn't be a given at this point in time. But it also is eligible to use the capital reserve because it is work to a capital asset.
Okay, thank you. We're just going to move on. We're down to 20, 30, 31. So we're moving along on the funding side. We've got the area right for the second truck. Question for you, Jen, are we going to be moving the purchase of the second truck to a later year, or has it already been moved?
I'll have to get back to you.
Okay.
Sorry, what was the answer? That was going to be my question.
We'll have to get back to you on that one after Shelburne firms that up.
Okay, so we'll try and have that in the correct place come Tuesday.
Yeah. Just thinking of the residents, they're not going to want to be paying for two trucks.
Yes.
A year.
Yeah. And
part of mine.
Warden, it might be that we actually take the second, third, and fourth truck completely out of the model for now until we know what our new plan is going to be in the future.
Yeah,
for now we left it in as a placeholder because that is the current plan and the current agreement, but that may also be an option.
Okay, so moving along, we're now into the non-capital. So we've got a repeat here for Woodland multi-use. Adam, you want to talk about the Welcome Park amenities quickly?
Yeah, it's just it could be any of our facilities there, like our change rooms, our porta potty enclosures, things that might need some sort of maintenance or repairs. So any of the amenities we have at that point might need some work. So that's what that represents.
Okay, Director of Operations, you want to run through those? Okay, moving on to Deputy, you've got a new item there.
Yep, so the municipal boundary review is there for the first time in this 15-year budget. So that will happen every 8 years. That's mandated by the province, and we hire a consultant to do that work for us. You'll notice that the economic development officer position is not going to be in there for future years. So if you approve it in the previous year, it'll move to operate. It'll just move to our operating budget as one of our employee expenses.
Okay, so we've got to repeat there on the crisis navigator, the communications officer, and the economic development officer. Fire services here, I noticed that the numbers jumped up to 250. You want to talk about that?
Yeah, absolutely. So we'd be looking at the 10-year replacement at this point in time. Some of the things that we'd also be looking at is purchasing the safety equipment that we could do testing with in-house. So that would be equipment that would clean, sanitize, and decontaminate the PPE. That would also provide face fitting for masks, which is our workplace requirement. I'm already trained to provide that service. We just need the equipment to do it. There we go. So there's a lot of good resources there. So that's $30,000 per piece of equipment. So we're looking at things like that. That'll add up pretty quick. That's why you're going to see the jump in that year.
Okay. Are we okay? So, did you want to flag that? Are you okay with that?
Question on it, though. So what part of this amount, the $250,000 or the $100,000 or the $150,000, does the actual individual fire department put into it, or is that just completely we continue to give them their operating grant and their capital, and this is above and beyond?
Absolutely. And to put it into context and perspective, when we look in our neighboring departments in certain areas, some training budgets are upwards of $40,000 every single year.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
so
So
just the trading alone, not even including, we're still playing catch up and looking at it from a long-term perspective. Mm-hmm. It will stop looking crazy expensive after we've put all these high ticket items in place. Mm-hmm. Then it's general maintenance, then it's planning.
So will you be doing the training, Jen, or how does that work?
So the eventual plan is to provide the training from the municipality, yes.
Okay.
Yes, but that involves a lot of the documentation that the government is going to provide us. So there's plans, then I can just carry out the training, right?
So with the municipality being responsible for this, because we talked earlier about fire departments being able to access funding, provincial funding, would that pot of money go toward this as well, or would that be kept separate for the individual fire department that's applying?
That right now, I couldn't answer.
That could be a substantial amount.
It absolutely could. That money is slotted for certain items.
Yeah.
So there's very specific criteria. Mm-hmm. For those items like PPE replacement, right. SCBA, those
just
things.
Just thinking that may augment what we're trying to do.
It could assist, but we still need this type of allocation for the first little while. Like I'm talking 10 to 15 years.
Oh.
Yes. So this is going to be the same. And that's it's something that looks scary because we haven't really dedicated that type of funding to it. Mm-hmm. And then once we've cleared that hurdle, it's not going to be as expensive because we're going to have a system that's run by the departments within the municipality that's under the governance of the province, and everybody's going to work the same. Yeah.
Fire services is an essential service.
It is.
So we have to ensure that we're doing the right things right. So
thank you for saying that.
The other thing is that like this model's a working document in the sense that we're going to approve this year's budget.
Yes.
But as we identify future funding sources for the subsequent years, we'll fill it into the model and hopefully you get that funding.
Yes.
So just moving on here, we're going to
just one quick question. So in terms of the governance model changing, and maybe it was always the same, but in terms of say training and our responsibility in that regard, comes also risk and liability. And so so one would assume in the change of governance model, the risk and liability would land squarely with us in the event of any adverse scenario.
Mm-hmm. Probably.
Death.
Probably.
Did it? And that's the question, right? That's the question. Death of a fireman, you know, death. Who knows what that liability. So is there, I mean, it is what it is. We've got to have this path forward.
Yes.
Are we at a greater risk of liability? And then are there insurance costs that cover us that we don't currently have?
In order to bolster our fire departments and the safety department, we have to create policy and procedure that puts these parameters in place so we are lessening the liability. Okay. That is going to come. Now, this is a good time because I'm just not creating these. I'm not sitting at my computer creating these. The whole province is going to get the same type of document that tells us how to run our fire departments. So that's going to put us all in an even playing field to understand what our liability is and how we can eliminate that risk. So it's not immediate and we have to be a little bit patient, but we have to understand now that all these things that I'm asking for, that's lessening the liability. Every cent we put into this, it's just lessening the liability because we are now understanding. I mean, we've always been liable, but we know now we are aware of all the things that we have to do in order to keep these people safe at their workplace as a volunteer. And we are responsible for that. So we're.
The matter of insurance costs.
Matter of insurance costs.
Yep.
The more trained people we have, the less insurance.
So I just want to jump in here, if you don't mind, Councillor. The one conversation Jen and I haven't had is how does the new governance model impact the insurance? Because right now you've got it, we have our insurance and then the departments have their own insurance. And with the new governance model, I think we need to do some research on the insurance side of things to find out how the insurance might change. There is an interesting conversation that's been had with the province, and that the province also are potentially looking into a central insurance purchasing option.
Right.
So that's something.
And yeah, it's there's a lot of coulds and maybes, and until we have some concrete things, we can give you a general idea of how, you know, what we'd like to see, but until we know, we don't know. We are, yeah. But everything that we can do to lessen that liability is what we should be doing. Thank you.
Okay, are we good to move on?
We're good.
What's that?
State it live to the state.
Good.
All right, here we go. 2031 and 32, the funding, healthcare reserve, repeat, area rate for the second fire truck, repeat, gas tax, repeat. We're into the next actuarial report. Lands Trail Association to repeat. We're now coming into the Tom Tigney Bridge. Maybe Adam want to talk about that.
It's put on this timeline. It's not a totally accurate timeline, because it is in the budget to do some further inspections that might tell us could be later than that or whatnot. So it's in here just based on the past assessments that were done for the timeline. But and that amount is based on those as well. So
did council want to flag this topic? Because I think you did want to have a conversation about LOAs. Okay.
Yeah, I think we'd flag the trails discussion, but
yeah, someone said about the LOAs.
Yeah, sure.
Okay, thank you. Moving on, repeat on the engineering services, same with the three positions going down. Repeat on the SCADA, and then repeat on the community well. We're now into a couple of other items here for the director of operations.
So essentially just following along with that replacement schedule and repair schedule provided by RV Anderson. And then it's time to start looking at some of our sort of more minor infrastructure items like the fencing around our lagoon. And that's what that septage fencing is. So it's essentially just a replacement due to general decline of the fence itself.
Okay, and then we're moving into the, okay, sorry, carry on.
So by 2031-32, our waste contract could be at about 1.4 million. Would that be a reasonable guess?
I think we're well north of that. We're well north of that.
752,000 there, and it's what, 600?
Yeah, I don't know what year number we're into here.
This is 2032. 21, or sorry,
3132. Hang on, I can tell you.
We're showing 752,800 there.
Year one, you're 700,000, then you're, and it goes up each year. So then you're 1.4 million in year two, then you're like 2.1 million in year three.
Okay, I was thinking I was adding like 680,000 to that.
Yeah, so that
I don't even know where I got that number, but
when we get to the end of the 15 years, we're probably
755 plus the.
I thought it was 680 or something like that.
Yeah, but we got to take the operating budget and move out to 2032 because that has inflation applied to the original amount. Okay. So 755 plus the potential 752.
So you're up to about 1.5 million.
Okay, I said 1.4, so yeah. I'm far off.
Yeah.
And then, like, from a cumulative point of view, I haven't even added it up, but after the 15 years, you're probably up at like close to 15 million or something like that.
Yeah, I think you mentioned it in your
opening. Yeah, and I was using a very simplistic calculation without CPI applied.
Yeah.
But if you apply CPI to it, it's quite a bit higher than that. And like I said, that one item really, really puts a dent in your reserves.
Yeah. And again, let's be hopeful that we can work something out with perhaps others in the county and be able to mitigate that cost somewhat. Councilor.
That's a quick question. In this type of discussion that's being happening in the last 60 seconds, what comes into my head is some residents, when they were hearing the analysis of where we were at a couple months ago, there was input from community around changing from a transfer station to, so, but you know, it's just sort of tweaking that there'll be people out there, given the cost of what this could be going out to the future.
Is something entirely different than the C&D site.
This is curbside collection.
This is curbside collection.
Oh my gosh, I'm so sorry.
Yeah.
Sorry.
It's your actual collection.
The C&D site operation costs are in our operating costs. No, that's okay. It's easily misunderstood.
Just to look, like if we started this year, and this is only half, we think it could double, of course. It's $620,500. And
it's collection.
Just at, and I think these are just half prices, is $902,700 in the final year. So by the time we get to even 2041, we're not even there yet. We're looking at.
But then you have to add on to that the additional cost.
Oh yeah, I'm saying
which is more than double that.
Yeah, so it's at least $2 million minimum.
Yeah, it's pretty significant.
Okay, moving on.
Yeah,
we're good.
We're good to go. We have a repeat there on the fire services. Going into 2032-33.
There was a building inspection vehicle, I think, there as well, wasn't there, or no?
Yeah, and we'll know more closer to the date, but that vehicle will be 10 years old at that point in time. And, you know, maybe the life, it doesn't have that many kilometers. Maybe we'll be able to extend it more. Maybe we won't, but that is when it's scheduled.
It's being proactive again.
On the funding for the next year, we have the three repeats. Going into the non-capital woodland repeat, we do have a new item here, which is the Sable River footbridge maintenance. Adam, you want to comment on that quickly?
Yeah, that's the suspension bridge, Sable River. So it may be due for some maintenance since it was repaired back by the province. I think that was in 2019-ish. So that's why that's on there.
Okay, Director of Operations, you got a couple of new items in your section there.
Yeah, so similar to the sewage treatment plant fencing, the HHW fencing will require a replacement. Interior painting for the office areas, again, as per our lease. That's it.
Then we got repeats there, repeats for the engineering. We were into our next elections at that point in time. We have repeats for the three positions here, repeat for the fire services. And then on the capital side, we're into replacement for Sandy Point Road and Commission Street on the sewers there. Going into 33-34, the funding side, we've got the three repeats again. Onto the non-capital, we've got Woodland Trails Ocean repeat. We do have a new item here, which is the Roseray River Bailey Bridge repairs, so I think. Adam, that's fairly self-explanatory.
Yeah, that's actually the larger bridge that is in good shape. It'll be quite a few years since that was done, so it may just require some minor things to be done.
Just have a quick question. So if we flag the bridges, will that all come in the report? Like this would be one that we'll discuss. That will be part of the bridge discussion that we flagged earlier, right?
I think when you talk about one bridge, you're really talking about all of them.
Yeah.
Because you're. We have LOAs.
All of these ones we're discussing.
Yeah.
I think it'll be a comprehensive discussion on all bridges and all potential options moving forward, I would think.
Okay, trail maintenance is a repeat, engineering repeat, the three positions are repeat. We're into our next union and non-union negotiations at that point in time. SCADA, repeat, community well. We're now into sewer replacement for School Street and Commission Street. We do have a number in here for decommissioning of the windmill. So I think that number's around about what you had predicted, you'd said earlier. The new waste contract up to 790 now added on to our operating cost, repeat on the fire services. Moving down to 2034-35, We've got gas tax money coming in and the fire area rate for fire truck number two. Non-capital, we're into the next actuarial report. Woodland associations repeat. We're now into the next set of bridge inspections, which I think is every 5 years, Adam. And we're having to replace the fence at Welcome Park. Municipal engineering services repeat. The next three items are a repeat for those positions. SCAD is a repeat. Community wells are a repeat. Waste contractor repeat. And it looks like Marcia's got a replacement of the generator at Public Works.
Yeah, and that's at the actual Public Works building. There's several generators that we have, but that specific one is for the generator at the Public Works building.
Fire services here. We're now into the third truck for the town of Shelburne. My inclination, Jen, is to bump out the second truck and then eliminate the third, fourth, or whatever out there. Because by the time we get into our next model, you should have a plan by that time, you know, about a year from now or so. Is that your thought?
Again, when Michelle and I went through this, we kept it as a placeholder for now, just to illustrate, you know, if we have to leave it in there, this is what it's going to look like for the 15-year plan. And until we make that decision, that's it.
Yeah. Okay. I'll tell you what we'll do is we'll push out the truck number two for 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
And then we'll do truck three, 5 years from that. So it'll be 7 years out and then so on and so forth.
Yeah. Because that'll make a difference to the bottom line that we're shown.
On it'll definitely. It'll impact your reserves.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Okay. You good with that?
Yes.
You got that note? Okay. All right, I think we're coming close to the end here.
And then we'll break after we finish this.
36. Receiving area rate for truck number three, Trail Association, Roseway River Bridge Rehabilitation. That's a new item there. And I think Adam's also got the West Green Harbor Ball Field fence in there. I think that's all fairly self-explanatory. Engineering, Crisis Navigator, Communications, Economic Development, repeat. Scatter repeat. I think Marcia, you got a few new items here.
If you'll just back up one small to that, a sewer replacement schedule to talking about Cushion Street, School Street, and like two Sandy Point or two roadway hospital. There's different sections of the roadway that will be done in each county, and not necessarily all done that one. So that's why you see it.
One thing just that came to my mind, Marcia, for the new waste contract, we've been adjusting each year by CPI going forward. In the current GE contract, is it a fixed price for a period of 5 years, or does it have a CPI adjustment?
It goes up each year.
Okay. We've got a repeat there on the fire services. Now we're moving into the capital. Marcia, you've got your J-class roads here.
Speak up because I think
that's pretty self-explanatory.
Sorry, I did just talk about them when I talked about the replacement of the sewer. I kind of jumped out of non-capital and went.
Yeah, so this is just the repaving part of Commission Street and School Street, and then the sewer line replacement at Roseway. 2036-37, we've got the area rate for truck number three. This will be moved 2 years on. Multi-use trail association. Something new here, we have an interpretive site upgrades at this point in time, pretty self-explanatory. We're into our next set of elections. We We then have repeats for municipal engineering, crisis navigator, communications officer, and economic development officer. SCADA is a repeat, community well is a repeat. We're now into lagoon fencing at the sewer plant, pretty self-explanatory, and our waste contract at that time, repeat, and the fire services repeat. Capital, Protect Tour Street, sewer replacement. And sorry, I'm just moving through this. If you have any questions, just jump in.
Yeah, it is. It's when we get to the 15th year, it's like,
there's a lot of repeat in here. And depending on your decisions, yeah. Like in year one, absolutely. A lot of this stuff might just disappear.
And
it'll go from there. Yeah. I'm just, if you don't mind, I'm just going to scan through and see if there's anything new, and I'll just jump to the new items. So I'm into the non-capitals, looking like it's all. We've got Jordan River Trail Bridge maintenance. That's something new for that year. Down to operations, we've got sewage treatment plan, Gould's Well pump replacement. That's new. We've got Hero Road lift station pumps and panel replacement. We've got the Crone influent monitor for sewage treatment plant. Jump in if you want to add anything on there, Marcia. We're good. Continuing down to see if there's anything new on the repeats. We've got Tom Tigney bridge maintenance at this point in time. Okay, we do have Venraz generator. So is that a new generator? Yes. Yeah. And then we've got the Venraz lift pump panel, which will go with it. We have a sewer flow meter. So that's at the plant, right? Okay, moving on. Next year, 3940. Looks like we've got all repeats here. We're into truck number 4, which will be bumped on for 2 years.
Yeah.
44.
So that'll be 3 new trucks in the next 15 4? Years. Or is it 4? Is it 4 or 3?
What's this truck number?
Yeah, we bought number 1 already.
Okay, yes.
So it's 3 new trucks.
Right.
Just looking. We're into our next election. You guys are going to be total veterans by then. Looks like everything's a repeat there. 4142. Looks like it's all repeats. And that's it, folks.
I just have one quick question.
And then I have a comment.
In year 2036-37.
Thank you, sir.
Yeah. Our fire services goes to 300,000. I'm just wondering what we're anticipating it going that high at that time.
So based on the 10-year replacement, we're looking at things in the departments that we purchased that have the shelf life again. So we're looking at repeat replacement of that vital life safety equipment. And it may not be like your PPE. It could be the other equipment. It could be stuff to go with the breathing air systems.
Okay.
That sort of thing. The high ticket items. That's all. It's just the anticipation after the purchase.
Life cycle.
That's right.
We're going to be prepared to.
Yep.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you very much, everybody. I think that.
I just have one comment I want to make before we break, because I know everyone everyone is ready for a break. But just going through all of these items and so many of them, and looking at the amount that we'll call it the gas tax funds, what's left in there that can only be used for certain purchases. We've done this before, but I think we really should write another letter. To the federal government about the gas tax funds, and stating, you know, with everything going on with the provincial and the federal government and their budgets and things, give us the flexibility to use those gas tax funds as we see fit.
Yeah.
And you know, we'll copy our MP, Jessica Fancy, on it so that she can advocate on our behalf as well. But there are so many things in here that you know, when we're looking at over $1 million or so that we can't access because it has to be very specific items that are purchased. That's just, that makes no sense at all. So if we can.
So there is one more item to talk.
So is everyone good with that before we move on to the other item to send a letter to the.
And if I could just ask this, is not our gas tax fund going to deplete given the government, the federal government's EV aspirations, right? That's the other question mark.
No, they actually made an announcement. I believe it was yesterday they made an announcement that they're going to implement a new registration fee for all EV and hybrid owners, that they're now going to pay more at registration that will go into the gas tax fund.
I see.
To supplement what nice. They're not paying and get.
$250
okay,
and $500,
so the province
I think I
is doing
that.
Their thing. They're charging, are they not? And then the feds, is that what you're saying? That they're both going to be charging for it?
I'm saying that at registration, and I'm not sure, I believe that's going provincially, okay. That mm-hmm. at registration, EV and hybrid owners will pay more okay. at registration
Probably.
to replenish the gas tax because the theory is they're not spending on gas, therefore they're not contributing to the maintenance of the roads. So they're going to collect that at registration and put it into gas tax.
Yeah.
So we have consensus to send that letter to the federal government regarding gas. Yeah. Okay, wonderful. Thank you.
Okay, thank you very much. I'm just going to talk briefly about the counselor dashboard here. And this is the domain of Michelle, so I'm going to do my best. But I just want to point out to you some important information. So the lines that you should really be looking at are lines 43 through 45. So this is showing the status of your operating reserve, your capital reserve, and your gas tax. So right now in 26, we're looking at a little over 6 million in operating reserves. It declines very, very quickly. So by 28, our capital reserve is depleted. And then by 2030, our operating reserve is depleted, and we have about 1.5 million in left in the gas tax. So below here, if we adopt a reserve policy, which is going to be a staff report presented at council, probably next council, we'd be looking at trying to set in place a minimum level for reserves that you don't drop below that. So the idea is the formula that we've put in place there, you know, talking with our auditors and the province is doing a 5-year average of your operating and capital costs ahead, doing the average of 5 years and then adding 20% to that. And so what you see here on line 59, that's identifying what the target level should be for your reserves in those years going forward. And each year you set a budget, it'll change slightly ahead of you. And so the idea here is that council, if you adopt that reserve policy, every year you do a budget, you'll have to adjust your expenses, taxes, all your variables to make sure that you're not dropping below that threshold. But we don't have that policy in place right now. So the important thing, I think, for yourselves is when we come to Tuesday, you'll be making a lot of decisions in terms of the costs in our operating and our projects. We'll then go away and run new models based on those decisions that you make. The following meeting, we'll then bring those to you. For you to have a look at, and that's when you're going to start making decisions on the variables that are in there. I do want to point out the two variables that we have in here that actually do make quite a big difference to your future projections. One of them is we put 2% CPI, and that is 2% every year for 15 years. And that's honestly the best we can do is look 1 year ahead. We go to the Bank of Canada. The Bank of Canada is projecting 2%. Have no idea what it's going to be in the future.
Absolutely.
So it is a best guess. The other one, which is a very significant factor, is the assessment lift. So right now, our assessment lifts have been quite high the last few years. And in this model projecting forward, we have an assessment lift every year of 2%, which is quite conservative. So that's something for you to think about as well, because that has quite a dramatic impact on your reserves.
Absolutely.
As well. So give some thought to that as to what you think is reasonable going into the model. And then, of course, what we'll be also asking you is, depending on what the reserves are telling you, we'll want to ask you, what do you think your tax strategy is going to be going forward? Is it going to be keeping the taxes the same, reducing them, increasing them, whatever? We can run as many scenarios as you want, and we can give you a suite of scenarios for you to look at, and then you can see what the impact is on your reserve position going forward based on those scenarios and all the cuts that you've implemented.
One question regarding line 40, where it shows total available. So I'm assuming, looking at these numbers, this is the amount that we would be putting forward. That's a surplus that would be.
That's correct.
That would be included in each the next fiscal year.
That's correct. So that's your operating surplus.
Yeah.
And that gets automatically kicked up into your operating reserve.
Okay. All right, I think it's time for a break.
And so I do have some time slots available on Monday. If any counselors want to have one-on-ones with Michelle and I, we're still available. So just give us a call. I do want to have a talk with my team for a minute, if that's okay. Did we want, are we good to close the meeting?
Well, that's what I'm wondering. Is there anything else? I was going to ask for a break just in case people needed an opportunity to come back and say, well, I didn't think about this when we were talking, but it just came to me. Do we need that, or are we good to close our meeting at this point? Deputy Warden?
Will we have an updated document before we come back Tuesday, or probably not? We'll see the updated sort of what.
That's what I was,
that we've discussed so far.
Yeah, that's what I was just going to mention. So the plan for Tuesday is not to bring updates, so you won't see any changes on your documentation for Tuesday. It's just to make decisions on that day, and then we'll go back with the changes and bring them to the following meeting.
Yeah.
Okay, so Tuesday is our decision day, is what you're saying.
Erin, would you do me a favor? Can you send the counselors all the different deadlines for, because it explains in that document exactly what we're doing on.
Yeah, I'll resend that document, that email.
Okay, so just for clarity, because I don't know if everyone understood that, Tuesday when we meet, we will be making decisions on the items that are in the
operating and project.
Yeah, okay. All the flag stuff, we'll go through them one by one.
Okay. And that is just the morning session.
Yes.
Correct?
8:30 to 12, I believe.
Right. Excuse me. Anyone else have any other questions before we close our meeting for today? Okay. Thank you to staff, to our CAO, and to the directors for all your work in this these documents. I know it's been many, many days, not just hours, many, many days on this. So we appreciate everything that you've done to get us prepared to make some big decisions moving forward for our community. So thank you for that. And I'm
just one quick
close the meeting. Or?
This document right here.
The dashboard?
This is the current tax rate right now for every year that's on this paper, correct?
Yeah.
Okay. Any other questions before we close out? So Councillor Shand,
to have this like in the digital format, so like I just thinking like looking at it when you in the digital format, when you hover over it, it gives you a little bit more information like on each line. Is that a thing?
I can answer that. I just wanted to mention, just for the public listening as well, we're going to be putting all these documents on our website.
Okay.
Along with a recording of today's meeting, so the residents can hear the explanations for the different GLs. Right. And the different projects. So that'll be available by tomorrow morning, hopefully today, but by tomorrow morning. And then as the CAO mentioned this morning, the resident feedback is due by noon on Monday, and that will be compiled into a list of comments and questions, and then be brought to be read at the meeting on Tuesday morning as well.
Okay.
The
So.
The digital copy, Councillor Shand, is not shared with anybody. That's a proprietary document that's kept just with Michelle and I. So it'll just be hard copies that we'll be giving you.
But there will be a PDF of each of these documents on our website. They just won't be able to be manipulated. Yeah.
So one last question. From the strategic planning sessions that we had, I'll call them those at that. Have we incorporated everything that were on those post-it notes or stickies and so that it's all?
So the schedule.
That it's been made part of this.
So the schedule B, like after the plan was finalized, we did the schedule B.
Yeah.
So we had all of your input, all of the residents' input, and then all of our input as well. Surprisingly, a lot of those had no budget association to them.
Right.
So each director was assigned one. They made a determination as to whether or not it had budget. If it had budget, it came into the projects list. So you've seen everything there that comes off of schedule B that has a budget attached to it. That doesn't mean, however, that the other stuff is forgotten.
That's
so when we move forward, we're going to be doing quarterly reporting on our strategic plan. So that will identify the items that we're spending and what the progress is, but it'll also identify the non-budget items.
Excellent.
On there. Now, the one thing we haven't done as a council, we haven't gone through all the non-budget items and decided which ones you want to keep and which ones you want to discard, because keep in mind that if you want staff to do all of those items, we're not going to have enough time in the day to do all of them. So we are going to have a review at some point.
And prioritize.
Yeah.
Right? We can prioritize the list that are there. Yeah.
So that's something we're just focusing on the budget items right now.
Okay.
Before our first quarter report, we'll come back and prioritize those remaining items.
Wonderful. Great. All right. Anything further? If not, again, thank you, everyone. And we'll adjourn our meeting. 2:57 p.m. schedule ahead of time. Thank you.